You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We're not worried about it.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday, of course, brought to you by BetMGM. Yeah, the voice there, Joe Burrow, he's not panicking. He says they're going to be all right. They better be, because we're trending towards making them our survivor pick on the show. So they better be all right. The 0-2 Bengals at the 1-1 Jets this weekend. I didn't think we'd be having a discussion involving the Bengals in terms of worst record. I still don't think they'll get there, but they're 0-2 right now. So let's talk about this. Teams have the worst record in the NFL. You could find odds on the Texans as the favorite at 3-1. Falcons plus 340. Seahawks plus 750. Panthers plus 750. Jets 9-1. Bears 10-1. And then we get some long shots after that. What do we think? I mean, one of the long shots that I think is interesting – beyond the top five or so, the Tennessee Titans, 26-1 to have the worst record in the NFL. They are underdogs at home this week against the Raiders. Then they go to Indianapolis next week. I mean, we could be staring at an 0-4 Titans team in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we can. All right, so let's start off with this. The last... let's look at recent years. Worst record. How many wins are we talking? So basically what I'm asking you is, do we have to start with a team that's 0-2? Or
yes.
Can you get an early victory and then you move on and still have the worst record? Because it did happen in 2020. Jacksonville started 1-1. They win their first game. They lost their next 15. Last year, it was Jacksonville. They were 3-14 on the year. They had an 0-5 start. 2019, Cincinnati had 2 wins. They had an 0-11 start. Arizona in 2018, they had 3 wins, 0-4 start in 2017. It was the Cleveland Browns at 0-16. For people that missed it, when we talked about this in the offseason, what our research showed is how tough this is to bet on, because a lot of times, team with the worst record, it ends up being in part due to quarterback injuries. Now, not the case with Trevor Lawrence, but aside from that, you had some trash out there. Guys like Josh Rosen playing the majority of the season. So that tends to happen. So keep that in mind. I would not look anywhere near the top of the board. I think you've got to go to make this worthy of a play. I think you've got to move a little bit down and find some good numbers. And Tennessee certainly pops. But I also don't want to overreact when one of those losses is just getting beat up by the Bills, which they're going to do to a lot of teams this year. So where would we go? The other 0-2 teams. Vegas.
Bengals.
Nah, I think there's too much talent on offense. Cincinnati, I can't see it happening as long as Burrow stays healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta exactly. is showing some fight, right? So I think we believe in the Falcons, and maybe at some point those are going to turn into straight-up victories. Maybe. What are the Colts?
37-1.
Schedule's so easy. Terrible division. Are we going to pick someone from that division? Is that what we're doing? Tennessee, Indianapolis?
Let me throw one more at you.
Okay.
What do we think? And this fits the win in week one, but still have a terrible season. And I just bring this up because it's a good number. What are they with the Commanders? They're 60-1. They can't stop anyone on defense. Can't Wentz. Stop anyone. Well, but my other thing is the rest of the division might be better than we thought. The Eagles are good. Dallas.
Giants are 2-0.
The Giants are 2-0. So that those division games that everyone says, well, they'll probably go 2-4 or 3-3. Maybe they go 1-5 in the division. Maybe they don't win games in the division this year, which they probably were projecting to before the season. They still have games mm-hmm. against the Packers left on the schedule. They still have games against well, I'm on the wrong team here. I had the here's the Commander schedule. So I know they have the Packers coming up. Here's what they have the next few weeks. Eagles, 6.5-point dogs this week. They're at Dallas next week. Tennessee in week 5. All right, that Tennessee stinks. They go to Chicago in week 6. Joe, you mentioned how many times the Bears will be favorites. That might be one they're close to being a favorite, depending on what happens with Washington in the next few weeks. That looks like a toss-up kind of game. Green Bay, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Eagles. 4 straight weeks in the middle of the season. Packers, Colts, Vikings, Eagles. They have Houston, Atlanta, all right, but they have the Giants, San Francisco, Cleveland, Dallas to end it. They could lose a lot of games here. I don't know if they're bad enough to go win only 3 or 4, but they could be bad with this defense.
Aaron, what do you think? I've got another one I want to throw out, but Aaron, what are you thinking?
So I was looking more at how difficult it is for teams in the history that start off 0-2 to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, it is just an uphill battle. But the Bengals are intriguing, I think, just because they do have Joe Burrow. Both of those losses, perhaps they could have won and things just didn't go their way. So that's just one that I had my eye on as, you know, I think they could still make the playoffs even though they started off 0-2.
Joe, we might take Cincinnati and Survivor, and Aaron's out here saying they're going to have the worst record in the NFL.
Oh, we're in trouble. Not feeling great.
Week 3 is a disaster. What are the odds for the New York Jets?
The Jets are currently sitting at 9-1.
Oh, get out of here with that. I thought we'd get better odds after their win. Yeah, I thought we'd get better odds. Because they have a brutal schedule. They got Buffalo twice, Miami twice, Green Bay. Yeah, yeah. Minnesota, Denver, New England twice, which may be easier than we expect. What else? 0-2. Does anybody think Vegas can just be bad, that Josh McDaniels can be a terrible coach again?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
That could happen. And they can't, they don't have a good offensive line. So the Chiefs
terrible.
Chargers are going to beat them 3 or 4 times.
They're in the toughest division in football. What's their number?
Yes. 29.
They do have some winnable games ahead. I think Titans, Texans week 7, Jags week 9, Colts week 10.
True. True.
Who wins the game this weekend, Raiders or Colts? Raiders or Titans?
Do we take the loser of this game? Wow.
Well, we got to do it now. We got to do it now.
Yeah, I know.
Who wins who loses the game, bet on them now because you're going to lose the number. Well, the loser's going to be
I'm going to say Raiders.
Raiders win or lose?
I think Raiders.
Win.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Titans, then. Titans are headed for Disasterville.
Could split the bet, too.
You could.
I mean, if you want. Could. I mean, was it 25, 26, and 29?
Paul, do you have an opinion?
So I came across one. So I'm already holding the Cardinals from before the season at 100-1, which, devastating turn of events last week. But.
Wow.
Team we've been talking about, and they play in probably the toughest division in football, and we've got the same line of thinking. If the quarterback gets hurt, what do the Broncos do if Russ gets hurt? You got the Niners this weekend, 100-1.
100-1.
Raiders at the Raiders, Colts at home on a short week, Chargers. You do have the Jets. I think the Jags, they're going to Jacksonville. Oh, no, they're going to London facing the Jags. They do face the Titans and the Raiders. So, I mean, some of the teams we're all talking about, like, this could all kind of cancel out, if you will. The Panthers are in there. That great. Ravens, Chiefs, Cardinals, Rams, Broncos.
Could you imagine the columns in Denver if Hackett's leading a two-win team this year?
True. I would have got Hackett.
Oh, my God. Wait. No. This is worth a bet, man. I'm sorry. They're the worst coach in the NFL.
And they're gonna he's gonna get eviscerated on national TV again this week.
Can't wait for Sunday night. Was it Sunday night or Monday night game? Sunday, right? That's gonna be so much fun. Because he's getting killed as is. But now you're gonna have the community aspect of not only Broncos fans booing him, but also the entire world booing him at the same time in that island game. I cannot wait. Like, that's the game I'm looking forward to as much as anyone, since we have all the injuries with Green Bay and Tampa Bay. I would say that game, but I'm really looking forward to this one. And plus, the San Francisco side's interesting as well. I think you're right. If you're looking for a long shot, Denver. And they just got their first win. They probably shouldn't have won.
Yeah.
What are the odds on that?
100 to 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I love that.
This gives us a reason to watch Hackett. This will be great. Everyone's screaming. We're cheering as he's bumbling his way through games, dipping dots for brain matter. Yeah, it's great.
I need this.
I can't wait to see that headline featured during one of the Sunday Night Football rejoins. Dipping dots. The headlines from the headlines. So they're in primetime twice in the next 3 weeks. San Francisco at home, at the Raiders, and then Thursday Night Football against the Colts.
I mean, at the moment, the Colts game looks easy. It might not be easy. Mm-hmm. The Raiders, they get them, of course, twice in the division. Who knows?
Vegas this time. Yeah.
Where's Carolina game, if it matters?
Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Tennessee game?
Is in Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Jags game is in London.
This is how they end the season.
Here we go.
Last six games at Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona. All right, they probably beat Arizona. At the Rams on Christmas, at Kansas City again, and versus the Chargers. That is a brutal stretch to end the season. They could lose five of those last six.
This happened.
I would love to pack their bags after Thanksgiving. Like, they might be done after Thanksgiving. They might not come back from London.
They're firing Hackett, interviewing Sean Payton in November. This is great.
It sounds like the players already don't like Russ, too.
No one likes Russ.
I mean, I was going to say, join the club.
Yeah.
Let's go.
The Lightning bet is locked in. Broncos, worst record in the NFL. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks, we're at BetQL Daily. On the other side, we'll dive into this week's college football card next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.